Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. And every Friday at 1 o'clock, we enjoy our conversations with the one and only Eddie George, TSU head football coach. They're streaking right now, three in a row for the Tigers. EG, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Can't complain. Just wrapping up some stuff practice-wise and about to hit the road after I go to my son's game tonight. He plays in his final regular season high school game. And my wife is getting the tissues ready and all that stuff.
Hold on.
So, you know, outside of that, it's all good, man. How you guys doing today?
I'll tell you what, Eddie. I watched the game on the YouTube. That was a really good game. What a game that was. Your son did really well. He played his part. But, man, that was a star-studded football game right there. That was a big one.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was a big-time game. And, I was going to pull my hair out for a little bit. sophomore running back, that little hair I have. The sophomore running back scores. And I was like, man, he shouldn't have scored on that, that big touchdown run, because they were down 8. All they needed to do was go score and go in, get a 2-point conversion.
Slide down and then run the clock out. He went in. He couldn't resist. He went in and scored.
It was green grass, and they gave it to him for a reason. Mm-hmm. So in those situations, you got to know situations. But for the most part, it was a big win for them. Very excited for them.
Now, Coach, is the tissue for the wife, or is the tissue really for you?
No, it's going to be tears of joy for me. Now I can get him out of my house. He's not wearing my clothes.
Off the payroll.
Listen, man, last week for homecoming, bro, he goes in my closet. Now we wear the same size, which is now I know it's time to go. He goes in my closet, man, gets an expensive suit, dog, and puts it on, gets one of my necklaces, puts that around his neck, and I'm looking on social media. I'm like, hold up, that looks like this man has on. I use a lot of words. I said, this man has on my outfit and gone. I'm like, nah, man. He had the audacity to come back the next day and lay it on the bed. I said, no. Go take it to the cleaners, get it clean, and then hang it up on the right hanger. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, man. So. Now, it's an emotional time, Derek. Mm-hmm. You know this, man. When you see your kids go off to college and they leave the nest, it's bittersweet. You're happy, but more or less you're sad, because now it's your role changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you grew up, you've been dad for so long and taking care of them, nurturing them, disciplining them, hugging them, loving them. And now they're going on to another phase in their life, and you're going into another phase. I'm going into my phase in my life, so this is my last one, and it's going to be bittersweet to watch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. It always is bittersweet to, see your kids finally sort of getting to their own life and sort of leave the nest and make a life for themselves. And you just hope that everything that you've taught them, you and the missus, yeah, that it sticks with them somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Coach, you got a big game coming up. You're coming off of three straight wins, but you're going against a Murray State team that hasn't won a game this season. How do you approach a team, or how do you get your team up for a battle like this? Because for all intents and purposes, this is a team, if you're just looking at record-wise, you're a better ball club than them. But as you know, Coach, that doesn't really matter. Any given Saturday or Sunday, you can be beat.
Well, when you turn on the tape, Derek, you forget about the record. Mm-hmm. Now, this team has competed in every single ball game they played in to the fourth quarter. Last week, they had some issues at quarterback. They lined up with 13 personnel, and they're running down to your throat. And the only reason why they lost that ball game was a pick six at the 2-yard line. They had over 290 yards rushing last week. So when you look at it, you could say, you have to get up for this team. But, we have to get up for this team, because this is a very good football team. They're well coached. They just haven't had the breaks go their way to win a ball game. And they're playing extremely hard for their coach, Coach Dean Hood, whom I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And this is a big one for us, because in order for the next one to be big, we got to get this one. And it's on the road. It's their homecoming. It's a lot of distractions going on. There's going to be a lot of delays in terms of ceremonies prior to the game. So we've got to be locked in coming off the bus, and we got to come out starting fast. And we have to understand this is going to be a brawl. You know, I look back at last year's tape when we played them, and we were up 21-0, but they came storming back by doing just what I said, by running the football, completing on third downs. They have some playmakers on the other side of the football offensively, defensively. They're opportunistic, and they don't give up. They don't quit. And we've got to be able to tackle. We've got to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage and be able to say, hey, you know, no turnovers, create turnovers, and go out there with a relentless effort. Let teams fall where they may. So it's going to be a hard fought battle for sure.
Now, Coach, is it a little bit more difficult to game plan or face a team that is so good at doing one thing? It seems like they were forced to run the football last week, and they did a really good job at running the football. And some may think, well, if a team is they can throw and run, that is difficult to game plan. Yes, it is. But if you're going against a team that can do one thing really, really well, particularly, that has to be a daunting task for you and your coaching staff.
Because yeah, you're right, Derek. Because sometimes you can't out scheme it. You know, you can stop schemes, but when you're imposing your will on somebody, that's tough. I mean, to scheme against, to draw up. You gotta be willing to go toe-to-toe and get your face dirty, stick your face in the fan, and get nasty. Because this is what November football is about. Late October, November football is about dominating in the trenches. And everything you've done up until this point doesn't matter. You know, you can throw the ball all over the yard, September, throwing it all over the field and getting all these yards and a great offense, but championships are won in November. You have to do that by dominating the line of scrimmage, and your defense has to be dominant. So we understand the task at hand. It's going to be a great challenge for us, and I think our guys are up for the challenge. So we're excited about it.
Talking to Eddie George, TSU head football coach, Titans legend as well, joins us every Friday at 1. Eddie, you were faced with this, you know, a good amount in your career, the way that Steve McNair played, and you know, there were times where he was questionable, and that year he was questionable every week and still played, but you had Neil O'Donnell, you had some great backups that you played with. There's uncertainty with Ryan Tannehill whether he's going to be a go this week for the Titans or if it's going to be the rookie Malik Willis. So the things are going to fall on Derrick Henry. How do you prepare, though, not knowing that, hey, it might be my starter, it might be my backup? What does that change in your game plan as you get ready for the week?
Really nothing, but I think there's a heightened sense of urgency that everybody has to pick it up, where the plays you may get from Steve may not be there. It may look differently. So we knew that Steve was a special quarterback where he could, you know, use his legs to get out of trouble. Neil wasn't like that, so we had to protect a little bit longer. And trust the fact that, you know, we got the protection we needed for Neil, that he was going to make the right decisions. What they can't do, what I'm afraid they won't do, is put a game plan together for Malik, is putting on his shoulders to carry this team. Allow him to distribute the football, get the ball out quick, a lot of three-step stuff, a lot of screens. They got to stay ahead of the chains with Derek. They got to do some things creatively to get their ball, to get the ball into the receiver's hands, whether that's fly sweeps, whether that's tunnel screens, just stuff to get the ball out fast so it's not on him. But he's going to have to make at some point in time some key plays to find a way to win the ball game, whether that's a big third down run or a scramble or a completion. You look at, you know, what Dallas was able to do prior to Dak coming back last week. They were able to rally around him with great defense, solid special teams, an efficient run game, and staying ahead of the chains. And they were able to win some ball games that way. So it's not a long-term answer, but it's going to be something that can get them through a game in terms of figuring that out. So I have all the faith in the world that Mike Vrabel and his staff, they understand what they have in the building with the quarterback position and what they can get out of Derek and the run game and what's needed to try to muster up a win.
Eddie, we had an interesting conversation just philosophically earlier today about Steve McNair, and we asked the question, the way that the league protects the quarterbacks these days, how much could that have affected Steve McNair's prime window as a quarterback? We wonder what the possibilities would have been.
Yeah, I mean, he'd still be playing today. You know what I'm saying? We know the circumstances, but Steve was getting thrown under bleachers, under the bench, where the Gatorade is, the great Gatorade bottles are, you know, and they weren't calling it. And that back then, we thought that they were protecting the quarterback because he had a reputation of running the football. They looked at him as a running back. But nowadays, you can't sneeze or breathe on a quarterback without getting a penalty. So there's a fine line, I think, in between it now. I mean, I get it that you're trying to protect the most important position on the field. But, you know, when you're bringing guys down and, you know, you're gator rolling them and you're calling, you know, egregious fouls against them, it's just too much. I mean, like, listen, this is football. It's a violent sport, and if you are not built to play the game, then you shouldn't play it. But to put rules around it and determining games with these calls is really frustrating and tough to watch at times. So, but to answer the question, yes, Steve would be playing right now if he had those same rules.
He is Eddie George, CSU head football coach, Titans legend as well. Eddie, thanks as always. Good luck against Murray, and we'll see you Monday night for the Eddie George Show at 6 and Peabody.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.